Have you actually asked her what she wants?
Liz?
Give us a second, Tim.
Lizzie,
like you said, you've got nothing left to say to me anyway.
That was cold, Lizzie. You are cold.
You just threatened to kill him.
Threaten? Me? That doesn't sound like me. I'm a pacifist.
You're a bully.
Only hypothetically.
It was harsh.
And only if they make my sister cry.
I wasn't crying.
You got black streaks all down your face.
What?
Liz, come on. There are bigger things to talk about than the state of your face.
Shut up, Wesley.
You're going to stay with him, aren't you?
I don't know.
Lizzie.
So what if I am?
Surely now you can see he's not good enough for you. I mean, what happened there is like a WikiHow on how to tell if someone is definitely not your soulmate. Why? What could there possibly be about him to make you stay?
There's more to a relationship than three words.
Not to you, there isn't.
Excuse me?
Even Mum. Growing up, all I did was watch you chase ILYs from ugly boys and then ugly men.
I did not chase them.
You did. And it's not your fault. With Mum as your example, I mean, she stayed with Dad on the off chance one day he might use one more on her. And he died with one still to spare.
That is not what I'm doing.
Isn't it? I mean, this isn't the first time I've seen him make you cry. Especially in front of your family. It's not the first time he's allowed himself to be kicked out of an argument that he needs to have, either.
You kicked him out.
Well, didn't put up much of a fight, though, did he?
You're one to judge.
You what?
You're one to judge. Sorry, in the string of girlfriends you've had, have you dropped an IOI on any of them?
That's not fair.
And hey, I don't blame you, because Dad was your example, who couldn't even tell his favourite beer how he felt about it. We were both raised to fail in some emotional aspect, Wes. At least I chose higher sensitivity rather than none at all.
Really? You think that was being sensitive?
Whatever. Sorry.
I'm telling Mum you called her husband insensitive.
I'm telling Mum you called her desperate.
Touché.
What am I supposed to do, though? I meant what I said and what? I give up years of my life in this relationship just because he won't say it back. You're right, maybe I am being too sensitive.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You...
No. No, you said that.
No, I...
Liz, you did. I didn't say anything about your sensitivity or that it's a bad thing. You're always the one who makes these fundamental things about yourself a criticism. You just expect people to jump in and disagree when actually you are those things. They're just not as bad as you think they are.
Well, no one ever says they're a good thing, so they can't exactly be likeable.
Maybe. But maybe that's your unique selling point.
What?
Your USP. Your KPI.
Have you downloaded another stocks and shares app?
The point is, Liz, you said so yourself. It's better to be too sensitive than not sensitive enough. Maybe you being an emotional wreck all the time is what makes you Lizzie.
I know you're trying to be sweet, but that actually sounded awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's my USP.
Things not going well with Cindy?
Nah. No, she's gone.
You didn't say anything.
On your big day, when your emotional state is even more fragile than it normally is, your makeup has gone all slimy from the crying. Imagine you were dealing with your emotionally unavailable husband and brother all in one go.
Sorry, Wes. That sucks.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Oh, we don't need to get into that.
I would actually find great comfort in someone else's suffering right now.
Well, if it stops you crying off that overpriced mascara you're wearing. She just said I wasn't emotionally mature enough for her. Same old, same old.
And what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Huh.
What?
I've never seen a man prove a woman right that quickly.
Thanks for that.
I'm serious, Wes. It's the same thing that Shannon said, Margot said, Crystal.
It was pronounced Kreisel.
Point is, how long can you go blaming our parents for your emotional stuntedness?
How long can you blame them for only dating emotional stuntedness?
Touché. Maybe we could be role models to each other.
What?
Well, you're too old to be following Mum around, watching her for sensitivity training. And I can't exactly chase Dad for some emotional resilience. So maybe we can mentor each other.
Balance each other out?
Balance each other out.
You're so cheesy.
Lesson one. We do not call expressions of soppiness cheesy.
Is soppy a better word?
I think so. It sounds friendlier.
It sounds grim.
And cheesy doesn't. Can you imagine a world with unlimited ways to express how you feel? I think about that sometimes. If there were no limits on how many ILYs you could say, or how many ways you could say it. God, we'd be a world of wet wipes. Cheesy, soppy wet wipes for sure.
Nah.
Nah.
You're an optimist. The wipes would not be wet.
With unlimited ways to tell people how you felt about them. Unlimited. You think that...
I think that even if we were in some world without limitations, people would still ration their affection the way we do.
Don't say that.
I'm just being realistic.
I think you'll find you're being emotionless.
Only because you're a bad teacher.
You want some homework? Do you?
No.
Do you want a grade? Huh? Is that what you want?
Stop. I'm having traumatic flashbacks.
You need to tell three women in your life how you feel about them by the end of the month.
No. No. No, come on, suspend me, expel me, anything but that.
You wanted a lesson.
Actually, I want to get out of this church.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do too.
What do you want me to do with everyone downstairs?
I don't know.
And Tim?
I don't know.
You stay here, yeah? I'll send everyone home.
You don't have to.
Hey, I got you, Liz. I got you.
Thanks, Wes.
Anytime, Lizzie.
You better have that homework done by the time you get back.
I love you, Lizzie. He might not be sure, but I am. I love you. Always will.